are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You're listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Stacey Gottsoulias, and I'm the host of Locked On Yankees. I'm a baseball writer turned podcast host, and you may have read my work at places like Baseball Prospectus, The Hardball Times, Sporting News, and the ESPN Sweet Spot blog. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees, all one word. You can find me on Twitter at StaceGotts. We also have an Instagram account at Locked On Yankees, all one word, so please follow us and leave comments and try to be nice when you do that. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoy today's episode. There's not a lot happening. We're a week out from spring training. We're a few weeks out from the first broadcast of a game, which is pretty exciting, as long as everything, you know, is okay and there's smooth sailing with regards to the COVID stuff. DJ LeMahieu made a comment that angered Rays fans. I'll be talking about that and more, but first you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio.com, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you find your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. So before we get into it, I just wanted to say thank you to all of you for listening to this little show. I appreciate your listenership. We're coming up on nearly 3 years of me being the host of Locked On Yankees. I believe my anniversary is sometime in the late part of June, maybe early July. I have to check. But I started doing this back in 2018. And, you know, I may not have the audience of really popular podcasts, but I have a nice little audience and I appreciate all of you, even the new people. Hello, thank you for joining me. And I'm looking forward to this season. We have some exciting things lined up. I'm excited about the team for the most part. You've all heard me talk about things that I'm worried about. If you're new, I'll just say that I'm a little worried about the Yankees with their reclamation projects, you know, Corey Kluber and Jameson Taillon. I hope they do well. I hope they stay healthy. But with the Yankees and their injury history over the last few seasons, I'm always worried, but that's just a bit of a worry for me and for other people. Speaking of injury histories, it came out that the Yankees training department basically told Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge to cool it with the big weights and start doing stuff like yoga. Now, this is really amusing to me because when Gabrielle Starr and I did our crossover episodes, Gabrielle's the host of Locked On Red Sox, we were talking about that and she mentioned yoga. She does yoga and she said that she had one of her baseball player friends, I think it was Ty Kelly, go to a yoga class with her. And she mentioned how more baseball teams should introduce that sort of workout into people's regimens instead of overdoing the weights. So I just found that amusing that we had talked about it and it came out that the Yankees are having these guys do that. And I agree because all of the injuries, most of the injuries, I shouldn't say all, but most are strains and pulls and tears. And it's all these muscles that they either don't warm up enough or because they do so much weight training, their muscles are just, I don't know if they're susceptible to more pulls and strains and tears. I don't understand that whole thing about the body. I should probably read up on it, but I'm excited that the Yankees have finally realized after how many seasons of setting IL records that these guys should probably cool it with the weights and start doing stretching. I know that I have really bad knees. I've had bad knees since I'm a teenager. There's nothing I could do about it, and I'm probably going to have knee replacement at some point. A doctor suggested that I do Pyo, which was a mixture of Pilates and yoga, and I think that that would probably be good for guys like Judge and Stanton and even Luke Voit. Not that Luke Voit, he did have that sports hernia and that came out of his core. And then last year was the foot thing, which I've said this many times. I really don't understand how Luke Voit had the season he did with the foot issue that he did. Plantar fasciitis is not pleasant. I think he said that it was better for him to be on his foot, but you could tell when he was running the bases that, and I joked about it all last season, that he looked like, you know, a late career Mickey Mantle hobbling around the bases. So anyway, this long tangent about health and the guys on the team. I just hope that maybe this season we'll see fewer trips to the IL. And hold on. I just knocked into my nightstand, which is actual wood, and hopefully that will work. So as I said in the beginning of the show, spring training starts next week. Yay! The teams will report to spring training next week. Oh, workouts start the 17th. So I guess we'll see guys showing up officially on the 16th because they'll need to do physicals and COVID tests and all those good things. Full squad workouts will start on Monday, February 22nd. And I believe the first game will be telecast on YES later that week. So everything is speeding along. I know that January was similar to March of last year. March of last year felt like it was 3 years long. January felt like a never-ending month. And now February seems to be speeding by. We're already 10 days in. And spring training is next week. I mean, just think about it. When you wake up on Sunday morning, you'll be able to say, spring training is this week. And I know a lot of people don't care about spring training, but just seeing the guys on the field, in the sun, in their spring training uniforms, hitting the ball, fielding the ball, doing whatever they need to do, pitching, stretching, it all just means that MLB baseball is that much closer. By the way, it's important to make that distinction that Major League Baseball's season is starting soon. Because there's been other baseball. A lot of people tend to ignore it because it's not American, but there's other baseball being played. They're playing baseball in Australia. They're playing baseball in the Dominican League. You know, there is baseball to be found. You just have to look for it. In a moment, I'll be discussing DJ LeMahieu's comments that caused some Rays fans to go a little batty today. But first, let's talk about Built Bar. It's that time of day where I talk about Built Bar. And yes, I'm actually singing. I don't know what is going on right now. But anyway, Built Bar. Best tasting protein bar ever. Comes in 18 amazing flavors. My favorites, mint brownie, double chocolate, coconut almond. My mom loves raspberry. She loved lemon almond cheesecake. She loved the apple almond crisp. I loved caramel brownie. Bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft and they're easy to chew. They're great for the health conscious person. Whether you want to lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat, they're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber. They're great for the keto diet. And right now, if you go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON, you'll get 20% off your next order. That means next, not first. So if you've already ordered from Built Bar, you can still use the code to get 20% off. Again, go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON, and get 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Like a true New Yorker, I don't own a car. But if you own a car, you should go to RockAuto.com. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. February is Black History Month, and the Locked On Podcast Network is honoring the challenges and success of Black men and women in sports with a new series called Locked On Presents More Than the Game. This week, Candace Cooper of Locked On Tar Heels and Erica Ayala of Locked On Women's Basketball discuss the opportunities and challenges that come with being a Black woman in sports. Subscribe to the Locked On Presents podcast feed on the radio.com app or wherever you get podcasts. Apparently, DJ LeMahieu said something that angered Rays fans. Essentially, he downplayed the Rays' performance last season, said the Yankees were better, and that they just ran into a hotter team in the playoffs. Now, okay, I can see why Rays fans are upset about this, because the Rays beat up on the Yankees last season, in the regular season, and they beat them in the division series. They didn't beat them up in the division series, and the Yankees could have won that series, but they didn't. And so I understand why Rays fans are not happy with DJ LeMahieu, but do you want, well, you don't want him to be this way, but do Yankee fans want their best player to say, oh yeah, they totally beat up on us for good reason because we were bad or we weren't as good as them? Of course they want to believe they were as good as the Rays or better. They're competitive baseball players. They're going to say stuff like this. I used to get so angry when I heard other players say things like this about the Yankees. You just have to let it slide. You can't take this stuff seriously. I don't know if it's the pandemic or the fact that I've been stuck in my house for nearly a year and I haven't left since June. Good Lord. That makes me realize how unimportant some of this stuff is. Yes, we all love baseball. We can't wait for it to come back. But all these comments by these players about, oh, we were better, they weren't as good as us. I mean, they're all going to say this stuff. They've been conditioned to say this stuff since they were kids. They're not going to sit there and say, oh yeah, we were really bad. We were horrible. We deserve to be beaten up by the Rays 8 out of 10 times in the regular season. No, they're not going to say that. I just think it's so funny that they're working themselves into a lather over this. It's not a big deal. Your team beat the Yankees in the division series. Your team nearly won a World Series. I mean, you know, if Kevin Cash didn't take Blake Snell out too early, you at least could have forced a seventh game. And the other part of this is they're mad that Yankee fans agree with DJ LeMahieu. We're supposed to think our team is the best. You're all supposed to think your team is the best. This is how it works in baseball, even if they're not. You have to have a little bit of delusion in your baseball fandom in order to be a big baseball fan. You have to believe that your team is the best. Now, I remember one year, 1997, I was on the phone with my dad. I was up at school. I'll never forget it. It was April 20th, 1997. I was on the phone with my dad. We were talking about baseball. And I told him I thought the Marlins were going to win the World Series. He thought I was insane. He said, you think the Marlins are really going to beat the Braves and that whoever comes out of the NL is going to beat the Yankees? Because he believed the Yankees were going to make the World Series again. And I said, yes, I think the Marlins are going to win the World Series. Did I bet this? No, because I'm a dumbass. Do you realize how much money I could have won betting on the Marlins winning the World Series in 1997? And what amused me about this is my dad acted insulted that I didn't believe the Yankees were going to win the World Series that year. He took it almost as a personal affront. How dare you not think the Yankees are going to win the World Series? And I said to him, I said, well, this is just a gut feeling I have. What do you want from me? Then, fast forward to October 1997, when the Marlins win the World Series, and my dad calls me up and says, you should have bet on that. So what is my point? My point is, when you're a fan of a baseball team and your player says something like that, of course you're going to support it. Of course a player is going to say something like that. They're not going to come out and say, yeah, we sucked. You're right, we sucked. They're going to believe that they could have beaten the Rays in some of those games that they played, and that they just didn't. It was an odd season. And the Rays didn't exactly beat them up in the division series. I mean, they barely beat them in the division series. This sort of thing happens all the time, even in regular seasons that are 162 games. Teams will find themselves just not being able to beat a team in the regular season. There's something about that team that they can't defeat. And then they meet them in the playoffs and they win. It's just different in the playoffs. I brought this up at some point, maybe last week. In 2017, you know, the Yankees only played Cleveland a handful of times, but Cleveland beat them and beat them handily and made them look horrible when they played them. Like I said, I went to a doubleheader that Cleveland swept and it was just awful sitting there thinking, my God, I hope the Yankees don't meet them in the playoffs. And then what happened? The Yankees won the division series against them. And going into that series, did anyone believe the Yankees were going to win? Maybe. Did anyone believe they were going to win after the way they lost game two? No. The Yankees looked dead in the water. There was no way anyone believed that the Yankees would come back from that and win the series, yet they did. I think the biggest surprise about DJ LeMahieu saying what he said is that he actually spoke. LeMahieu seems like the type of guy who just wants to play baseball and not talk about it, so the fact that he said something is surprising to me. I don't know if it is to you all, but I don't know. He seems like the type of person who would rather have his toenails pulled off than have to sit through a press conference. Just as I was about to close out the podcast, some news came over the wire, aka Twitter. Beginning on February 23rd, arenas will be opening in New York, arenas and stadiums. The state DOH approval for venues and events, 10% capacity limit in arenas and stadiums with over a 10,000 person total capacity. Negative PCR tests within 72 hours of the event, face coverings, social distancing, temperature checks required, and mandatory assigned socially distanced seating. So it's possible that both the Yankees and the Mets may open the season in April with a limited number of fans in the stadium. Nothing is set in stone, but personally, I feel like they're rushing this a little bit too much. And then the other part of me is just excited that maybe there might be actual fans in the stands and we might return to some sort of normalcy in 2021. So to recap the show, the Yankees training staff told Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge and probably the rest of the guys to cool it with the weights, start doing yoga. Spring training is starting next week. Very exciting that everything is coming up so quickly. And DJ LeMahieu said some things that angered Rays fans. I am aiming for Friday for the mailbag show, so if you have a question for me, please tweet it at me or at the Locked On Yankees handle. I would really appreciate it. But for now, that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio.com, Spotify, Stitcher, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On today. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Wednesday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.